Shimon Peres of Israel died this week at the age of 93. In the years before his death, the statesman took on a new identity on social media, preaching peace to young people and in a lighthearted way. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports that young people responded to a point.
In 2012, then-Israeli President Shimon Peres became cool. He was 88 years old at the time, but he wasn't too old to shoot a music video asking people around the world to friend him on Facebook. The video is called Be My Friend for Peace.
Okay. Be my friend for peace. I want to hear your voice.
It's hard not to chuckle at images of Peres in a suit and tie and snow-white hair, what was left of it anyway, looking straight at the camera with his signature stone-faced expression and imploring people to friend him on Facebook for peace. But Peres took it very seriously, says PR consultant Ron Shelley, who helped shape Peres' social media outreach.
He said the change today can be achieved through the young generation thanks to social media, giving a voice to his vision of peace on his Facebook page.
Peace is needed for your future. For your future. For your future.
Peres hosted Facebook chats with youth from Israel and around the world, and people from Iran and Arab countries watched his YouTube videos. Mind you, computers did not come naturally to him. His aides printed out the news for him in headline-sized font, Shelley says. But on his 93rd birthday, he opened a Snapchat account.
He became cool, but not for the sake of coolness. That cool vibe opened the door for him to engage with kids, teenagers, and had them listen to, you know, convince them to be more active about achieving peace or changing their lives.
Well, he had a special groove, you know what I mean?
This is Ophir Tal, a 22-year-old Israeli I met at a Belgian waffle joint in Jerusalem. He said he loved Peres' music video.
The way he talked, the way he moved. Yeah, he knew how to, like, make people laugh and still be serious, you know what I mean?
But did Peres convince him that peace with the Palestinians was realistic? Not for the time being, he says.
Situation in the territories is so complicated with the settlements and with Hamas in Gaza. I think that right now, if something dramatic won't change, the two-state solution won't happen.
You mean Peres' dream won't come true?
Well, with the people currently in office in both sides, don't see anything changes.
The waffle maker behind the counter, Shaked Carmel, was equally pessimistic about peace.
I don't see it happening in my lifetime, I mean.
And how old are you?
I'm 23.
You really don't imagine it happening in your lifetime and you're only 23?
Yeah. What's the main reason? I mean, I really want it and I'll do, like, a lot of things for it to happen if it was in my hands, but it's not.
Peres' target audience happens to be one of Israel's most pessimistic age demographics when it comes to peace. Young people don't remember a more optimistic time, when Peres negotiated the Oslo Accord. But the youth still liked him. Political scientist Tamar Herman of the Israel Democracy Institute think tank explains why.
In a way, it was, appreciation to the effort of your grandfather to text you.
Herman says recent polls suggest 70 to 75% of Israelis 18 to 25 years old do not believe peace with the Palestinians is possible in the foreseeable future. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.